The following is an excerpt from the BCG Focus, The Art of Risk Management. To view the original piece, including exhibits, please go to www.bcgperspectives.com. In the aftermath of the global financial crisis, companies worldwide have become more focused on risk management. What was once a concern primarily of senior executives in the financial services sector has now become a top management priority in nearly every industry. Risk management is essential in today's volatile economy. But keep in mind that the financial firms that took dangerous risks before the financial crisis often had some of the most sophisticated risk management systems around. Those systems didn't work because they existed in isolation from the day-to-day activities of the broader organizations. To be sure, metrics, systems, and processes are important. And for the vast majority of companies, it probably does make sense to create a formal risk management function. But developing the right risk management mindset and organizational culture is even more important, and in our experience, far more difficult to implement. Creating a more dynamic managerial system for risk management is as much an art as it is a science. In working with our clients, BCG has identified 10 principles that should govern the art of risk management. Principle number one, risk management starts at the top. Risk management has to be a high priority topic with a dedicated owner, either the CEO or some other senior corporate executive. Otherwise, the impulse will be to shoot the messenger whenever lower-level executives raise sticky questions about potential risks or obstacles to an ambitious business plan. One approach that many companies are taking is to appoint a Chief Risk Officer, CRO. According to a survey of nearly 1,500 global C-suite executives conducted in the summer of 2011 by Harvard Business Review Analytics Services, roughly 42% of companies with 10,000 employees or more have such a position, compared with only 11% 3 years previously. But just because a company has appointed a CRO doesn't necessarily mean that it has made risk management a high priority. The critical factor is a highly visible commitment on the part of the senior executive team to make risk management an integral part of the managerial decision-making process. In the same Harvard Business Review survey cited previously, about 41% of all CROs said that the lack of strong senior management support was the primary barrier to embedding risk management deeper in the company. Principle number two, risk cannot be managed from an ivory tower. As a company elevates the importance of risk management and creates a formal risk management function, it also needs to be careful not to turn the risk management organization into a kind of ivory tower. To avoid this outcome, risk management needs to be integrated into all the routine management processes, including a company's planning, capital allocation, controlling, and reporting processes. This integration must be implemented collaboratively with the operating management in order to secure buy-in at all levels of the organization. Simply imposing a process from the top rarely works. BCG uses the metaphor of a house to describe a truly integrated enterprise risk management, or ERM, system. Under the roof of strong senior leadership and built on a foundation of appropriate metrics and tools, cross-functional processes and rules for governance, and a company-wide risk mindset and culture, the risk management process has three basic steps. 1. To understand the scope of risks that the company faces by identifying key areas of risk, evaluating their likelihood, and developing processes for reporting new data to relevant stakeholders throughout the company. 2. To plan for how the company will manage those risks, primarily by incorporating risk management practices into the company's various planning processes. 3. To act to mitigate or take advantage of risks if and when they become actualized, whether through specific strategic, financial, or operational moves, or through broader crisis management activities. Principle number 3. Avoid relying on black boxes. Many risk management systems become overly reliant on complex metrics or models. Although occasionally appropriate, they can also end up transforming risk management from a transparent management activity into a frustrating black box. In such situations, a simpler system may be better. Avoid pseudo-accuracy when the data are too patchy to allow for sophisticated statistical analysis. Instead of creating a complex analytical system, focus on facilitating the engagement of the organization with key risks through simple and accessible analyses. Encourage plausibility checks of underlying assumptions. Avoid generating output that only serves to distract the organization from arriving at conclusions and taking action. Principle number 4. Risk management is strategy, and strategy is risk management. Most companies think of risk management primarily in terms of potential financial risks. Although that is an important dimension of risk management, we think this financial perspective is too narrow. Companies need to work hard to identify all relevant risks, not just those that can be easily quantified. In our experience, some of the most relevant risks for a company may be those that are more strategic in nature, and therefore, especially difficult to quantify. For instance, a serious product failure or a major change in a company's regulatory environment. Principle number 5. Risk management is more than a policy. It is a culture. The objective of a company's risk management system should not be only to enforce new policies. It should also be to create a new organizational culture. The goal of a robust, risk-aware culture is not so much to avoid risk as to optimize the risk-return trade-off. In some situations, that may mean embracing risk in order to realize important business opportunities. Principle number 6. A risk-aware culture requires the free flow of information. Effective risk management depends on the free flow of information across all levels of the organization. Often, the most important data are buried in one part of the organization, unavailable to risk managers in corporate headquarters or in other parts of the company. The risk management organization requires unrestricted access to risk-relevant data and the power to escalate problems quickly to the appropriate level of corporate management. When it comes to fostering a risk-aware culture, most companies still have a long way to go. In the Harvard Business Review survey, creating a risk-aware culture at all levels was chosen by more respondents, 34%, than any other factor as the most important enabler of successful risk management. And yet, only 11% of those respondents who selected it as the most important factor thought that their organizations were doing a good job of it. Principle number 7. What matters is the talk, not the report. Risk management deals with uncertain futures. As a result, the goal should not be to develop absolutely precise metrics. Instead, companies should focus on developing a general understanding of the probabilities and potential impact of various trends and on preparing mentally for taking preventative or corrective action. In this respect, it is essential to establish regular processes for the open discussion and assessment of all types of risk. Principle number 8. The path is the goal. Risk management is never about finding the answer. Rather, it is about continually refining the organization's assumptions about the future and regularly assessing the implications of those assumptions for the company's business. Invest in frequent reviews and continuous improvement in all elements of the risk management setup. Keep in mind that assumptions about risk often change quickly, so the relevant parameters, probabilities, impacts, and correlations should be revisited frequently. Principle number 9. It is possible to prepare for unknown risks. Some of the most difficult risks that companies face are so-called black swan events that are, literally, without precedent. Such risks can be deadly because they can threaten a company's fundamental ability to operate. Take, for example, the impact of the 2011 Japanese tsunami on the future viability of the Japanese nuclear power industry. It is possible, however, to prepare for such unknown events. How? By building an organization that so excels at crisis management that it is resilient even in situations in which it is blindsided by a black swan event. BCG's research has demonstrated that highly adaptive companies outperform less adaptive companies in periods of economic turmoil. Principle number 10. Avoid the downside, but don't forget about the upside. In the end, a big part of risk management is about avoiding the downside. And yet it is critical that risk management not become yet another reason for senior executives to be risk-averse or to fear losses more than they value equivalent gains. Rather, companies should use risk management also to identify new opportunities and to exploit them in a systematic fashion. During the Great Depression, for example, it was precisely those companies willing to take risks in order to exploit the enormous disruption and upheaval that ended up not only surviving the crisis, but also thriving in its aftermath. Companies such as General Motors, IBM, DuPont, General Electric, and Procter & Gamble used the period to create the competitive advantages that would allow them to dominate their industries for many years afterward. What's more, investors will support intelligent risk-taking. In the aftermath of the 2008 global financial crisis, BCG surveyed global investors about their priorities for companies in a downturn economy. One of the themes that emerged from the survey was investors' desire for companies to take advantage of the downturn in order to strengthen their competitive position and leapfrog their competitors. In fact, the concern of a majority of the respondents was not that companies were being too aggressive, but rather that they were not being aggressive enough. In the end, effective risk management isn't just a new managerial discipline or function. It is an essential way of operating in a more turbulent and disruptive economy. For more on the latest thinking from BCG experts, including CEOs, academics, and other leaders, please visit www.bcgperspectives.com.